York Magistrates Court. Still on Clifford Street, and to your right is the Magistrates Court. York's first female magistrates. In 1919, the Sex Disqualification Act allowed women to join the legal profession. Sworn in as magistrates on the same day were Almira Gray, 1862 to 1939. Almira was active in healthcare and women's rights in York. In 1896, she formed a branch of the National Union of Women Workers and became its president in 1907. In 1913, she became president of the North and East Riding Federation of the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies. After 1918, women with property over the age of 30 were allowed to vote. So Almira founded the York Women's Citizens Association to prepare women to take part in public life. Almira was involved with organisations such as the National Council for the Unmarried Mother and Her Child and the International Council of Women. Through them, she championed the rights of mothers and their children who were being adopted. Jeannie Mercer, 1880 to 1969. Jeannie, a teacher, moved to York with her husband. She'd been very active within the cooperative movement, and this gave her the experience to be appointed as a magistrate, which she did in 1920. During World War II, 1939 to 1945, Jeannie served on the Food Control and War Distressed Committee. She also had a strong interest in trade and labour matters, including the Women's Labour Advisory Committee. Jeannie retired from the bench in 1955, having served for 35 years. Another notable woman magistrate was Irene Whittaker. Irene Whittaker was head of Queen Anne Grammar School in 1960 and nationally was the driving force behind the design of the 16-plus exam, introduced in 1986. In 1972, she became a magistrate and remained for 23 years, including work on the family panel. In July 2000, Queen Anne School closed and a final garden party was held, which 1,200 past and present pupils, teachers and parents attended. Irene Whittaker opened proceedings and said, "We're here to celebrate, not to mourn. What we're celebrating is 90 years of education in this place, which is a great credit to the City of York."